Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We are looking at the film of yesterday's game to try to get better. Great debate waged on Twitter, myself, Brendan Dar, many others, about yesterday's eclipse. I felt let down. Felt like I'd claimed victory on my prediction being accurate, which was that you wouldn't be able to notice anything was going on if you were just waddling around town. We've got the audio from yesterday. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
All right, there are two parts here. We'll have to start and stop as we please.
Okay.
Okay? So this is part number one from yesterday's show.
I do think this is going to be a gigantic letdown. I mean, I'm sure of that.
We're watching it on CNN right now.
Great. Here's what I'm... Let me make this point, I guess, the best way I can to how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't make a concerted effort to, like, go outside, look up in these things, I would never notice anything was different today from any other day just walking outside without looking up. Like,
pause,
I guarantee at no point...
That seems pretty correct to me.
100% true so far?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Without looking up. Like, I guarantee at no point, like, Dar told me it's going to get, like, pitch black almost. No, it won't. I bet you. I mean, I would be willing to bet $50. It's not going to get really dark.
No, hang on a second.
That's not... Dar does not jump in to contest that. And, in fact, his next comment is going to be belittling my knowledge of eclipses. So keep playing it. It's not going to get really dark at 2:40. That's not happening. I'm just telling you right now how it's going to work.
Okay.
If it does, I'll be losing my mind on the DC quick pitch.
Did you never study eclipses or anything?
I've heard about eclipses. Now, if I said that you said something that you didn't say or wasn't correct to how you felt, would you have said that?
You'd probably debate that, wouldn't you?
Or would you just belittle how much I know about the subject?
I mean, if you disagreed with somebody because they were saying something crazy, like, well, like when you call Miso a cheese, I go, that's incorrect.
If you said, Grant, you love Ryan Grant, I wouldn't step up and be like, dude, you don't know receivers. I would say, I hate Ryan Grant. What are you talking about? Dar, what is your take on that?
I would say continue listening to the audio.
Okay. We'll continue listening to the audio.
All right.
Bitch.
Did you
never
study eclipses or anything?
I did. I've heard about eclipses before that were supposed to happen that didn't. I've heard about all this.
They didn't happen?
Rainstorms were supposed to happen.
Those were lunar eclipses.
Yeah, those are lunar eclipses.
It's all the same. It doesn't matter. I'm sure it was supposed to snow that one time and it didn't. It's no different.
Entirely different thing.
This is basically
about the Earth is flat too.
This is basically about the derecho. This is because Grant got let down with the derecho.
No.
It was supposed to be this big deal and it was nothing.
Dan, it was some snowstorm 7 years ago. He didn't get 32
inches. I'm not saying there's not going to be a solar eclipse. This is big.
You want to see CNN right now? And it's pitch black.
I'm excited about that.
It's Dar
just
news.
Used the word pitch black. By the way, Dar just used the words pitch black.
The Vin Diesel movie.
We're watching CNN. It's pitch black. He just used those words. Okay, continue. This
big
is
deal.
Big what's about to happen.
Big deal, and it was nothing.
Danny, it was some snowstorm 7 years ago. He didn't get 32 inches
of snow. I'm not saying
there's
not going to be a solar eclipse.
Do you want to see CNN right now? And it's pitch black.
I'm excited about
that. It's fake news.
I'm telling you that wherever that is not going to happen here. Everyone's
correct.
Pretending like here
we're
for some reason.
We're getting 80% of that.
Okay.
No,
you
we're
keep
not.
Saying whatever you're going to say. That's fine. You're just repeating what I've heard on the news for 2 weeks. I'm telling you it's not going to happen. You're the guy telling me we're going to get a foot of snow because you've been hearing that on all the local TV stations, and I'm saying we're getting a dusting, which is exactly what happened. How do you feel so far about my declarations?
Man, I got to tell you, Grant's looking pretty good here.
Okay, now,
Grant's looking pretty good. So,
second clip.
So Dar went with the, hey, it's pitch black on CNN. And
you don't know anything about eclipses.
Well, he never said we're getting that exact thing.
Right.
He did say we're getting 80% of that. I would say we did not get to 80% of pitch black.
Now,
yesterday.
We may have mathematically got 80% of the eclipse.
Right.
My
that
point
was my
we're
point.
Not getting 80% of the darkness. Like, what we'll be able to see, which I made that case, I think, pretty eloquently.
Well, I would
we're
also say you also
that.
Made the case that we weren't going to get the eclipse.
I didn't
now, you're
make
saying
that
that's
case.
Shtick, but.
Now, again, I didn't make that case. We have that in the audio. I believe we have more of that, so let's listen to this. Is about 40 seconds later in the show.
Okay.
Everyone's not listening to what I keep saying.
You don't think the brightness will change at all?
In Southeast D.C., I think it'll look like they're there's rain clouds. Like, there, nothing will happen that if I never heard a word about this, that I would have said, what went on today? Why was it so dark at that time? That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying on a scale of 100 out of 100, it becomes pitch black, it's midnight at 2:30 p.m., and everyone's like, oh my God, you guys, the apocalypse.
For this scale?
And a one
what is like,
what you're saying.
What is a weird day when it's about the storm, and it gets like kind of, you know, cloudy, dark?
Let's call that a 40.
40 out of 100?
Yeah.
I think this is a 40 out of 100. I don't think anything will happen that if you knew nothing, you'd say, sun went away for a while. So no, like, that's not a thing that's
no,
happening.
So rubes that have not heard about this will think nothing unusual happened on August 21st, 2017.
100%.
That's a pretty good case. He's got a pretty good case. Now,
it's
what
almost like here's, it's exactly correct.
Well, here's what I misinterpreted with your last take right there.
Yeah.
Here's what I've conflated. Here's where I messed up. Because, again, I fully admit I didn't care about this yesterday.
You literally admitted to me when we went to break, I really wasn't paying much attention yesterday, so it's hard to do this.
Right,
segment.
Because I wasn't terribly involved in it. Because, I didn't care at the time. I have always. I just want people to do their jobs. I don't want people to find an excuse not to work. I don't like it when it's a ghost town here. Everyone's got something they could and should be doing. I don't like rubes pulling over on the side of the road, staring up at the sky. It's interesting. It's cool for some. That's great. Whatever. I guess where I'm going with this is, what I didn't understand, and I understand now, the difference between your window analogy, meaning
yes.
If I turn around and look outside, I wouldn't notice anything.
That was
anything,
all I cared about.
Versus...
I literally said in one of the clips we
no,
just
understand,
played,
understand.
If you put on the glasses and look up, you will see.
Right. That's what I didn't get. My reaction on the second clip is basically like, you basically think nothing's going to happen. In other words, like there will be no
and
unique phenomenon. And now I understand. Because yesterday I didn't quite get it. I thought Grant was walking around going, yeah, all this BS about the moon passing in front of the sun.
I guess here's my
big
question. And I would ask Tom, who was very excited about this, who was honest. I would ask Dor, who's honest, who was extremely excited. And him and Jared were telling me I was crazy about this. Here was my question to you guys. Did you feel let down or did you get exactly what you were sold? Did you get the bill of goods you were sold?
I got exactly what I was sold yesterday.
I mean, I just can't believe you're saying that.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead, Tom.
I, for one, enjoyed it very much. We went up to the roof. Sam, who's in the sales department, had a ton of those extra glasses.
Awesome.
Worked perfectly. It was pretty fun and great use of the roof upstairs. That being said, as soon as it was 2:43, I looked at Blue Shorts and CKR Boss, and I said, Grant was right. Immediately.
Oh.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, no. Now, one thing I missed in this whole discussion is the usually mild-mannered and very, I would say, amiable, kind, professional Jared.
Yes.
I didn't see any incident here. Happened with Jared?
He was not a jerk. Like, he didn't like say, like, you've never studied Eclipse. He wasn't, like, rude. He just said it was going to be a huge thing, and, like, you're completely underselling this.
Do you think he was just
so... Can we get Jared real quick?
Jared was saying it was going to be dark out.
Do you think he was just so hungry because he doesn't eat ever? Do you think that's why he just low blood sugar and took it out on you? He
could have been very hungry. And I will even give Dar credit. I thought Dar was more dismissive and condescending on air than he was yesterday. He basically only made a couple comments that were not a big deal. Like, he was...
My big thing
reasonable.
Was you thinking that it was not going to happen at all.
That's what he and I both misunderstood.
Right.
We get it now. I get it now.
I think a misunderstanding on Danny and I's part and probably Tom's.
I got you.
I don't want to speak for him, but I think it was the three of us misunderstanding.
But when you listen back to the audio.
Yes, you were correct about the storm cloud kind of thing.
But even I tried to explain at that time. Now, maybe it's one of those things where the first thing I said was too strong.
Yes.
So you didn't listen to the rest of it.
I will admit that
I even said after that, I'm like, no, I'm saying wear the glasses, you'll see a moon. I'm just saying you're never going to notice anything. Now, you were just walking around
Jared.
Double gunpoint, and Jared Ruderman, producer, chat
with
the rest of the world. Hello, buddy. So,
Danny, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Were you let down yesterday?
I was, only because I didn't go outside. I was working on Chat Show.
So you were just
right
looking
smack
out a window.
Dab in the middle of Chat Show. So.
Could you, by looking out that window, have known anything was different from a normal day if no one said a word?
If no one had said a word, probably not. But because I was fully aware of what's going on, I think I could see a difference between the 2 o'clock hour and I would say by 4 o'clock, because at that point it was completely over by then.
Dar, you're still unwilling as the only guy in the room to say that it was disappointing in any way.
No, I mean, I got to watch for a couple minutes the moon go across the sun. That's exactly what I wanted to do.
But I thought it was going to be darker than it was, correct?
I thought it was going to be like storm clouds, and that's kind of what it was because there were storm clouds.
So somehow Dar and I, who said different things, are both correct on what happened yesterday.
Let me jump in real quick. I'm actually going to have to take Danny's side on this because yesterday, the conversation you and I had, when I was listening to you, it kind of sounded like you were saying it was going to be like a weather forecast, where you were saying, oh, man, it's not going to happen. Weather person was saying, you know, is this like, okay, guys, we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're expecting 2 to 6 inches of snow, and then we wake up and we get like a half an inch.
I stand
and
by
I was
that.
Like, no,
about
this
the
is
darkness.
Not a weather forecast. This is exactly what's going to happen here. I wasn't expecting it to get dark. My question is it going to get, you know, is it going to be like sun up? Is it going to be like the sun's about to go down? How dark is it really going to be? So I still had a question mark about how dark it would be. But I knew there were specific things that was going to happen. I didn't get to see it happen. I saw a lot of pictures. People were texting me, a lot of social media. So something definitely happened. A lot of people did think it was cool.
True or false? You were standing next to me. Dora pulls up a chart about what we're going to see, types in our zip
code. Yeah, that chart was complete garbage.
Okay, which he's still saying was correct, by the way, and won't admit was wrong.
So that was as far as, and I might be using the wrong terminology here, that was as far as the phasing is concerned. It actually used straight black, and I don't know why the hell it did that, because you popped your zip code in there, and it said, this is how dark it's going to get. I don't know why the hell it went straight black on that.
True or false, when we were going over that, Dora said, this is what it's going to look like, and I said, no way, and he's showing me, and I'm like, it's not going to get that dark. That is true. You were there for that.
That may have been true.
I don't know why everyone is refusing to admit this. And you're saying you weren't disappointed at all by how dark it got.
Because I... Never mind. What I was going to say was, I had originally popped in a South Carolina zip code because you said it wasn't going to get dark at all. And that's when we showed you the TV, we showed you CNN.
Right.
And we showed you that. I did the zip code here and it was significantly bluer. Like it was like, you know... A hazy afternoon.
Didn't you think you'd be able to notice looking out a window? Wouldn't you have guessed at 1 o'clock yesterday looking out a window?
I mean, it was, you know, kind of cloudy, so that didn't really help.
If I had no idea what was going on, I would have just assumed we were getting storm clouds coming in here.
But at 1 o'clock, before anything happened,
there was a difference, in my opinion.
If I came up to you at one and said, hey, I'm going to sit at the window and look straight across.
Right.
Will I ever notice it gets dark outside? Knowing, you would assume yes.
Knowing or not knowing what was happening that day? Did you have the knowledge? Not knowing?
Yeah.
Have you no knowledge whatsoever? At noon? Not at noon.
You wouldn't have assumed that you would have noticed it getting darker sitting looking out the window?
By noon, I don't think so. By 1 o'clock, I think you can maybe start to see a little bit
of difference. You're misunderstanding my question.
Okay.
I'm saying if I came up to you at noon yesterday.
Yes.
And I said, Jared, at 2:40 when this thing peaks.
Right.
Danny's sitting right here looking out this window. Will he be able to notice that it's darker than normal? What would you have said?
I would have said maybe. And I could tell in being in studio, sitting where pretty much Dara's sitting right now.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
I'm more confused now than I was yesterday.
I'm trying to find out.
If your point was, could I turn my head to the right and go,
I'm not asking.
Something is slightly different than normal. Yeah. I could have done that yesterday at that peak moment. Now, that something could have been wisps of cloud.
But you
could
guys
have
are answering the question.
The moon.
Did you notice? I'm saying, what was your expectation hours beforehand that it was going to look like at 2:40?
Okay, my expectation was
darker than that.
As far as how dark or light it was, I had no expectation because I wasn't quite sure. I knew for a fact it wasn't going to be totality like where it was in Washington or South Carolina. I knew it wasn't going to be that.
Have you ever used the word totality before the last?
Hell no, and I hope I never use it again.
You're a totality
not until
expert.
2024, by the way. 2024, April 8th, 2024.
We might actually get a dark rain cloud that day.
I'll
buy my glasses now to get ready for that one.
I want moralities in my life to go from like Mortal Kombat style, babality, fatality. Oh, yeah. I love that type of stuff.
All right, so here's what I would say. Okay, Jared, thank you for coming in first.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Jared.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dar, I will apologize to you because I thought on air you were more a foil than you actually were.
More dismissive, you thought.
More dismissive, Dar, than you actually were.
We were on the same side for the first 7 minutes.
Several minutes. I would say that we're not fully admitting as a room that it was disappointing, like we need to, that it wasn't as dark as we anticipated, but I'm happy to move forward now and just say 7 years from now we should not get as excited.
I might have the most incriminating audio of the whole entire conversation.
Really?
Because I said this.
Well,
scientists are saying that foxes and owls are going to wake up in the middle of this because they think it's nighttime.
Okay. I'm the here's what an owl's going to be doing. Tommy, what?
That's the worst one.
Here, in fairness, you were quoting scientists, though.
I was quoting what I heard on TV, but as we've come to find out, is that you didn't believe what you heard on TV. I did, and then I brought it to a radio show.
To be fair, that was only for the totality portion of everything.
Totality.
Has anyone here ever used the word totality before yesterday?
Maybe once never. Saying in totality.
No, I have. It's one of those.
I mean in regards to the moon and the sun.
No,
never. Not that way. It's one of those words that like makes you're like it's someone trying to sound smart would say.
Yes.
I do that all the time because I'm such a jerk.
No exaggeration, boys. 100 tweets yesterday from people mad at me saying, we weren't in totality, man. Like, okay, scientist. Okay, guy who watched CNN for an hour today telling me I'm the jerk.
Just pretend you learned totality that morning.
Forgive me for wanting to see a difference in the day. Joe White from the Associated Press, I'll wrap it up with this, tweeted me, and there are people, by the way, driving 7 hours to see this and stuff. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can. That's what I objected
to. Darl, you agree with me on
that's
that?
That's what I was bothered by.
If you drove
by.
7 hours, you're a goose? Can we agree to that?
Yeah. If you got married based on that yesterday,
okay.
Annulment.
If you got married based on that, biggest goose. If you drove 7 hours, kind of cool because you're not going to be able to see it or hadn't been able to see it for 40 years.
If you did that, you play golf courses all over this country. Goose.
But Joe White was saying, like, this used to be the scariest day in decades for our ancestors. I promise you they didn't notice it.
Yeah, they also used to burn witches.
Because Sam Weiner didn't walk up to a guy who doesn't have electricity and hand him glasses. So I promise you they weren't that nervous. Well, I promise you they were just wandering around going, it might rain right now.
Well, they were freaked out because they worshipped the sun. We know a little bit more now. Thanks to Galileo and Copernicus working with the midnight oil. We got some more data points.
Your Beltway Blitz at noon. Charlie Slows on the Nats at 12:45. Grant and Danny, all right, let's all get back to having fun. 106.7 The Fan.
Speaking of fun, Ted Britt Challenge. You shoot it on the old Twitter, at Funny Danny. Chase Hughes with the winner. Let's do a little Lou Holtz action. Talking about Ted Britt. We always talk about there's a dealership, there's a lumber car dealership out there. You get your cars. You can get a truck, you get an SUV, there's different cars you can drive. The steering wheel's on the left side, not on the right side, because we drive in the United States of America. This is in England, but Ted Britt Ford is in Chantilly. Chantilly. It's fun to say in the Lou Holtz voice. You go Chantilly. You also go to Fairfax. If you go to Fairfax or Chantilly, you get a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV. This is the thing that you want to say. What's going on? What's going to do? 0% financing, 72 months on a Fusion. An Explorer, an Intern, an Escape, it's $1,000. Trade in assistance. You buy something for this, the separate for you, get yourself something like Temper for Life. That's what it is. Temper for Life, it's a model, it's a business model. What they do, new pre-owned vehicles, that's me, somebody else is owning it in there. You get yourself 100,000 miles or less, we'll take care of all the big stuff. That's the power transmission, transportation, drive action, the little stuff. Like the windshield, but you gotta fix your windshield, break your windshield before they fix it right up for you. Grant's laughing, I'm sorry, it gets distracting. When you crack your windshield, you ever crack your windshield before I crack your windshield? It's a complete pain, but they take the pain away. It's like an aspirin tablet after you're hungover. Go see my guys at Temper and Force. Tell them Danny sent them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.